Hello?
Hi, ma'am. This is Jesse again. I'm sorry, our call dropped.
Oh, I thought you maybe hung up on me. You didn't like my opinion.
No. To be honest with you, a few of us had a drop on our call, so it must be like this worldwide thing that's going on. But I called you back again, and my microphone was on mute. I love your opinion. We're doing a great job. So if we could just finish the survey, I'd be highly appreciated with you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I'll take it off Facebook then.
Okay.
I've never had that happen. You know, you called my house, and I didn't.
Exactly.
Don't ask.
You know what? I was kind of shocked myself. I said, what just happened? And I tried calling back, and I got with my supervisor and got the approval to give you a call right back. So here we are now, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lord Chavez or Democrat?
Republican.
I get your drift here. Now, I'm going to read you some thoughts of concerns people have raised about Lori, the Republican, okay? Please tell me how each one troubles you about supporting Chavez for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, somewhat, or not at all, okay?
All right.
Now, Lori Chavez, did Ramirez sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for wealthies while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Is that a great deal? Is that quite a bit to some or not at all?
That's a great.
Great? Okay. Now, Lori Chavez de Ramirez is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and has taxpayers' foot to bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spends her time in her multi-million-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in Washington, D.C., while Oregons deal with rising costs.
You know, Wyden is actually, he's from New York. He's not even a resident in Oregon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So is that a great deal or quite a bit, just some, or it doesn't bother you at all?
Not some.
Some? Okay. Fair enough. So moving along, we're getting close towards the end right here now. So I'm going to ask you again, and it's the same question. I know your answer, but I need to get it out there, okay? If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Okay. Now, real quick, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade of school that you completed? 1 through 11th, high school, college, or you graduate, you have your bachelor's,
or some?
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner?
45 years.
Married 45 years?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah.
I've been married for about 15 years, so I wish and I hope one day I could say the same. You know what? Thank you. That's the best piece of advice I've gotten all day. Do you have children under 18 years of age? I'm sorry. Do you have children 18 years of age or young living in a household? No. Okay.
No.
Living the good life, huh?
Yeah, they're very proud of them. They're an asset to society.
Okay.
They're not a hindrance. They support themselves. They own their own homes.
There you go. Okay. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or an employee association?
No.
Okay. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for participating. This concludes our survey. I highly appreciate your time, and thank you for answering the call.
Oregon's going light blue, so let's hope they get smart. But we're controlled by Portland and Eugene, not by the outer communities. And that's really sad because we really don't have a say, it seems like. And everything's gone woke. and it's not right.
Well, I really appreciate your opinion, and this is on a recorded line. Don't worry, your answers are confidential.
That's
but
all right. I don't care. I say it on the I say it on my cell phone, and I hear they can hear everything anyway.
You know that it's no wonder why they call them smartphones now, right?
Yeah, right. And we're the dumbasses for taking China.
Well, listen, I highly appreciate your time. Let me get out of here now. You enjoy the rest of your evening. If you haven't had supper, bon appetit, and have a wonderful night,
all right.
Okay?
It's on the grill.
Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Bye.